All right. Well, I want to welcome everybody again this morning to today's edition of Saturday AM Live. It's a new month, and it's the beginning of every month is always an exciting time because regardless of whether we hit our goals from the previous month or we didn't hit them, it doesn't matter because the neatest thing about life is we always get to pick ourselves up and go forward. And the greatest thing about Neekend's marketing plan is always on a month-to-month basis, and we can decide where we want to be when these months cycle in. And today, I have the wonderful opportunity to talk to a couple who has, I don't think you guys look at things so much on a month-to-month basis because you guys attack every day like it's the last one you've got. Maybe not that bad, but Terry and Aaron Latham are Wellness Consultants of the Year. And I know that Aaron is going to kick off the call, and we're going to hear Aaron's perspective first so that she can get on to her duties for the day, and then we're going to flip-flop over to Terry, who I believe is out on the golf course right now with his son. So this should be really a lot of fun. So, Aaron, take us back, just the snapshot version for those people who don't have a clue who you guys are. Take us back to the beginning of where it all started, where Neekend started with you guys.
Sure. Neekend started for us about 7 years ago when a friend of mine introduced me into some of the products. And at that point, I shared it with Terry, never even imagining that this was a business opportunity for us and that this would become our full-time path in life 7 years forward. And it was the biggest blessing that we have ever experienced in our life. And instead of getting through all of the little details of how we built the business, Terry was the visionary, and he realized from day one that this was a lot bigger than some wellness products and was realizing that there was a trend. We both came out of the technology world. We were both traveling all the time. We had a good living, but we had no life. And we realized there had to be a better way. He more so than me. I was enjoying the products, but he realized, boy, if I could make a living out of this, as they say, and be able to create a residual income, we would be so much better off than packing each other in the night, traveling on planes for our jobs.
Yeah, when you say you had a great living, but you didn't have a life, obviously back then you didn't have any kids because
right.
I mean, it's very difficult, even from a scientific perspective, to produce kids when you're when you guys are living the lifestyle. And I know what that's like. Before Stacy and I were married, she always reminded me, if you continue doing what you're doing, well, we're never going to get married. So fortunately, Neekend allowed for me to change that. But that there obviously was an attractiveness to when you just made the comment, Terry realized this was more than just about wellness products. Was there some element about the five pillars of health or Neekend's mission statement that you knew as a woman, as a wife, and as a future mother back then that you just knew deep down inside that this thing was going to give you what your job in the computer industry was not providing?
Absolutely. What I saw in the business model was being able to touch so many people in an indirect way without us personally having to meet all of these people. We realized from a networking perspective, being able to talk to a few that could talk to many, that could talk to thousands, we were able to reach out far beyond what we were in a typical sales model. It's just a one-to-one interaction. This became a one-to-many without us having to physically be there. And so that's what I saw about the business, is being able to have that residual income stream that set in motion 7 years ago that's still paying us today.
Okay. Which a lot of people, when we're introduced to something like Neekend in the industry of network marketing, we don't really grasp. And sometimes it takes, more often than not, a few months or even a couple of years for us to fully grasp. Now, there are people like you guys there are people like y'all that I've got to be tonally, and verbally correct.
Please.
For good reason. I'm talking to Texans here. But there is this element that we don't often understand because most people work in a job situation And when we're introduced to these exciting products that Nikan has to offer, and we have a result, we share it with somebody, or we'll tell somebody about it, but we really don't understand the dynamics of where that can go until that person shares it with somebody, and we're not even around, and all of a sudden we set something in motion that could potentially allow us to earn a sizable amount of income. And and I'm sure you guys have friends that are not in Nikan like we do that make fun of you and say, when are you guys actually, do you work? Because we get that all the time, and people, I have some dear, dear friends that, guys that say, well, Vance, he doesn't have a job. I mean, look at his property. He just sits around all day and, plays on 5 acres and, gets to manicure his lawn and, take care of his, you're right.
But, we wonder why those people don't get it.
I know. And this particular gentleman, and, I can't refer to him by name, but I can describe enough, and he deals with, 30-plus employees. He's up at 4:30 every day. Anyways. But, Aaron, for you as a mom now, fast forward to today, looking back, you guys achieved the Wellness Consultant of the Year, which is not something that Nikan's, board of directors or their marketing or their management team just sits around and decides, hey, we're just going to pick this person. No, it's all based on production and volume. It's not that you guys have the highest income in, North America. It's simply based on production. You and your team brought on the most amount of new wellness consultants in the previous year. You guys achieved the moving the most amount of people to new positions with the company, and on and on and on. I was with Terry in Cancun, Mexico when you guys received that award. When you all received that award. What was that like for you, getting that phone call? Because I've not had the opportunity to ask you that, because I know you didn't quite believe Terry when he called from backstage.
Well, anybody that knows Terry knows he's a jokester. And I was at home pregnant with our third child, and so he would call in and touch base periodically to see how I was doing. And when he told me the news, I thought he was kidding. And not that I ever doubted in a million years that, that he didn't deserve it. I just was so floored and so proud, because it's quite an honor, and I hope that we've held that honor in good stead this past year, because it's something that it's very much of a team win. We worked very hard, but at the same time, it's very much a collaborative approach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, as a mom of three, mm-hmm. Has your role changed? From no kids to three kids. Stacy gets this question a lot. We only ever hear Vance on the phone, and people beg her to do three-ways. I'm like, she doesn't do three-ways. She doesn't like the phone. Now get her on Facebook. That's a different addiction. have the roles changed, or have you been able to evolve and work things in?
I think evolve is the perfect word. And for the moms listening out there, what we do is we're very much a yin and a yang in terms of our personalities, and I think we complement each other because of that. And so in the past, I've been more of the back end, the administrative side, in terms of trying to maintain schedules and websites and emails and keeping the communication with our team intact. And sometimes I will go and speak with Terry. But what I've done as of recent, as a balance to being a mom and being able to juggle three, is realizing that as a woman in this business, that there's such a huge base of women that are, women make up 80% of the purchases in America. And so there's so many people out there that haven't been educated on wellness and what Nikan can bring to the table. So as of late, one of the things that we've done here is create what we call a women's inspirational networking group. And it's a group of women that live in the area where we live here in Texas. And we've created a group so that we can have a foundation of information and education. And my intent in starting that group is to be able to share with them about Nikan on a monthly basis so that they share that with others. And our intent by the end of the year is to have 1,000 wellness homes and have the women of the community share that message across and amongst each other, especially as business owners, because I think that's an untapped market for NUCAN that we're seeing more and more of as you're building your business. It's not just a person-to-person, it's a business-to-business, and there's ways you can incorporate the NUCAN business model into an existing infrastructure, whether it's a massage therapist, whether it's an office supply owner. These women-owned businesses, whether it's women or men, but we focused on women at this event, they really could use a second supplemental income, and showing them how to insert NUCAN into their existing environment was the key in starting this this event.
Now, so what you're saying, this is not a bunch of NUCAN wellness consultants. This is business-minded women or business owners or women who you said were out in your community. Now, did you just go around and hand select them, or did you had collected business cards previously, or what was the connection with you to them?
I went to the Chamber of Commerce in my area and pulled a list of owners, and then kind of skinnied that down to the ones that I knew were women-owned business, and then just started networking, starting to put feelers out, going and visiting with them personally, and saying, "Who do you know that might be of interest in joining this group?" And the first meeting that we had about 45 women, and the one coming up now, we had, it looks like, about 110. And it was an incredible forum because it was not about NUCAN, but it was about the intent, and that's something that I think is so important that's really clicked with me in the last couple of weeks, is there's a difference between your why you do this business and your intent in doing this business.
Now, let me...
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Finish your thought, and then I had something that I think... But go ahead. Intent and your why.
Well, your why is very personal. It's what gets you up out of bed every morning. And the why for us is our family being able to be here and be full-time parents to three children. My intent when I go and visit with somebody about NUCAN is about them. What is it that Terry and I can do to help them, whatever that is, whether it's a retail purchase of products as a consumer, or is it a way to provide additional income for their why? And so that really clicked with me lately. We heard that from Mike DiMuccio recently, and it's been the most altering in my mind shift lately as to how to educate and inform other people about this opportunity that we have.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what I almost interrupt. Well, I did interrupt you, but that's exactly what I think we miss sometimes when we think that we've got to go out and make contacts. We've got to go out and tell people about NUCAN, that if we'll just simply, as you guys are doing, start modeling the five pillars of health and understand the concept of balance. I was talking with my mom and then another close friend of ours, a wellness consultant in Tennessee yesterday about this, Steve Roberts, Char Rogers, and Vance Rogers, all talking about, hey, you know, if we model this and start living it, we become very attractive, for one. But if we understand the difference between, as you said, our why and our intent, and that we're not trying to convert everybody. We're simply saying, hey, we have something that we know works. And if we can model that and share that with other people, then it will be a win-win scenario. Now, Terry mentioned to me when I was on the phone with him that you kicked this off and you had the first meeting at your house. Was that it?
No, it was actually at an event center.
An event center. And how many ladies showed up?
45.
That's pretty good.
I was thrilled. I was really thrilled by the turnout. And it was all about balance. Our theme for the evening was living the five pillars of health. And so I felt like in terms of us living a balanced life, this was my healthy society, being able to pull these ladies together, and the topic for the evening was water. And so we focused on our water systems and why it's so important as we live in toxic homes to insert that technology. And the feedback was just incredible. People didn't know what they didn't know about that. And so we're going to continue that theme from meeting to meeting, where it won't always be about NUCAN products, but it'll be about the five pillars of living.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's all about balance. And if we approach it gently, not from the we have the answer, people. You got to listen to me as the token wellness consultant, but more from the perspective of, well, this is what we've discovered. Let me simply share with you what, you know, our family is doing to, you know, make sure we're not drinking toxic water. Well, I know, Aaron, that putting something like that together, it's not rocket science. It's just, it basically is something that was birthed out of your spirit because you knew there was a need, and it's people that you network with anyways, and simply contacting the Chamber of Commerce, pulling a list, figuring out who you want to talk to, and going from there. And again, every town, well, pretty much every city in America has a Chamber of Commerce if it's of any significant size at all. And all of us can be doing this. It's not something that can be to Aaron Latham, right?
No, absolutely. And one of the things we found was instead of limiting it to just women-owned businesses, we invited everyone that we knew because there are a lot of stay-at-home moms that this is important information to as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really opened up the group to facilitate and serve the whole community of women in this area. And I really got a lot of good feedback on that because a lot of women feel like they're excluded because there are a lot of women networking groups that exist, but they're very much tailored to business networking instead of being educational.
Right. And what did you call it? What was the name of it?
Our acronym is WINGS, Women's Inspirational Networking Group.
Okay, WINGS, Women's. So it sounds similar to what I'm sure we have here on the West Coast, but I've talked to more of our friends back in the Midwest and on the East Coast, the MOPS group, and I don't even know what the MOPS acronym stands for, but that's more geared for mothers with kids, and they get together either weekly or monthly or whatever. But this is more geared for moms and women who may be in business, maybe not, but simply want to network and want to change their own lives.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, hey, Aaron, thank you so very, very, very much for being on the first of the call here. And I'm going to flip things over to, we're going to head out to the golf course, I guess. And so I'll let you go. So thank you again. And I believe Terry is sitting there listening and just chomping at the bit as his wife is stealing his thunder, right? Yes? No? Terry, are you with us? Did you lose connection?
It takes a little bit to unmute this thing. Sorry about that.
Hey, no apology needed. You just kind of make it fun of it. You know, it wouldn't bother me because I'd say, hey, that was a great hit call. I mean, Aaron did everything we wanted to cover, and now we're done. How about that? Terry, now, and I know it's going to be challenging for you because we're going from the quiet nature of a home out to the, what, are you on the 60 or where are you at so far?
I know, I pulled up to the clubhouse a little bit.
Oh, okay. Now, one of the things that I think we need to set as a precedent right up here in front, you don't live on the golf course, obviously. However, you're out there today with your oldest son, right?
Yes.
Okay. And as Aaron shared what you guys did to build Mekin to where you're at today, and a lot of that's just being real and being who you are and being honest and living your life, and again, looking at the five pillars of health as a healthy, you know, the healthy mind, body, family, finances, and society, and say, hey, we can strive to live those in balance. Is there anything that jumps out to you looking back over your Mekin tenure, the last 7-8 years, that you would definitely say, you know, where I was going prior to Mekin would have killed me to where things are at now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I first started to get 250 pounds, successful on the outside standpoint, people looking in by way of financially, and we lived in a nice lifestyle, and we would have kept on increasing that income, but we definitely would have kept decreasing on the health side, and that's what we're fast down that path, and we really, on that aspect, had no hope, and what I mean is we really didn't, although we made money, we had no clue how money really worked, and until we really got involved in Mekin and really started to understand a true business model, not us making money for other people, but us helping other people make money. And in essence, the more people you help make money, the more money you make, which is where, the way everything works. So that's, and that, being in balance, there's no way we would ever been in balance before. So, and before we get into some other stuff, y'all, and everybody's heard our best kept, at least my best kept secrets, my wife, and the only thing I ever did is go out there and make a mess and bring them home, and she was not what I call my closer.
No, Jerry, I might have missed it because I dumped some water down the wrong pipe, and I had to do it myself out there for a sec. You said you were 250 pounds, and just for the record, what are you at today?
200.
200, okay.
I was recruited to play sports in college, and my playing weight was 216 pounds. And when you get out, when you're playing sports, and especially with the sports like Chosen Field, you eat a lot. And you burn it off, but you keep those eating habits as you get out, and plus, like I said, a fast-paced lifestyle and all that kind of stuff, and it started to tack on because we didn't have time to exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that it establishes a precedent that a lot of us would maybe just look at it as a physical weight feature and say, okay, well, you know, that what really significant, does that play a big significance? And yet it means everything, because when we allow that to creep into our physical habits, then all of a sudden every other area of our life will get out of skew and out of whack as well, because it's just the way how things are. And you look at where our society is today, and I mean, we all are living the opposite of the Dr. Laura Schlesinger philosophy, which is eat less and move more. We're the opposite of that, and we're eating more and we're moving less, just exactly like you said, and we tack on that unwanted pounds, and then, of course, everything else gets out of whack in our life. Now, Aaron mentioned Mike DiMuccio, who I know recently was with you guys in Austin as one of the speakers at the Humans Being More / Business Fundamental Training as a guest Diamond or Above speaker. And you guys have embarked, y'all have embarked on something that if our listeners right now are in front of their computer, we can give them the heads up, and so they can multitask right now. I know you can't, and I can't, because you're out on the golf course, and if I touch the keyboard, then I will lose all my train of thought, because I can't talk, and no, it just doesn't work. The Wellness Network, simply thewellnessnetwork.com, is something that actually was birthed back prior to the MBA event that you and I were at in January. And for people that don't know, Mike DiMuccio did something that was, I don't know if you can put a word on it, you know, stellar or just absolutely, completely amazing. And that he gave everything that he created to Doug Braun at NECN, and said, this is what I'm doing with my group, and this is how it's working. And to rewind even further, Mike's been using the rhythm of NECN, this 90-day cycle, ever since he started in the business, 18 years ago. So what happened a few weeks ago, Terry, for you, and then let's fast forward to today when you talk about business model. And I know I'm opening up a huge can of worms here, because you're going to get so jacked up that I'm not going to be able to shut you down. More than likely. But again, the Wellness Network, if people want to go on their computers and look at it right now, so you're going to be on the same page and have an understanding of where Terry's going to go when he starts talking. So take us back to when you first became aware.
Well, before I really get into it, when they see the wellnessnetwork.com, when they go there, that's, Mike's been in the business 17 years. That's 17 years in the making. And what he has on there is what he's always taught and what he's always put out. Except 17 years ago, Michael DiMuccio was 15 years ahead of the curve. But people get to realize everything has shifted when it comes to network marketing. Everything has shifted in our economy. It's just everything because of technology. You would look at the way people communicate. They communicate through texting, emails. It's a fast-paced society. I was thinking to myself the other day, I was driving home after doing a meeting. How would I be able to build a NECN business with three kids, working a job, and really find a time to drive up an hour and a half in traffic just to take it to a meeting? I'd have to have my dream large enough. Now, am I committed enough to do that? Yes. And the way I look at how we built our NECN business before was really cutting out of stone. But there's been a major shift, and like I said, this Michael DiMuccio's way ahead of the curve, and now what he has put out there has absolutely blown me away. When I called Dennis and Ruth Williams, I told them there's no doubt in the world that Aaron and I would make millions upon millions of dollars when it comes to NECAN, but it's also find a special rare few that can also do the exact same thing. But in my heart of hearts, knowing that everybody had an equal shot. Now, we also know that NECAN is a phenomenal company, phenomenal products, phenomenal presence. Everything is perfect. But sometimes we ask ourselves, why can't everybody see this? Well, we've got to put in perspective why everybody can't, besides the fact they can't see it, they don't see how they could do this. They don't see how they can fit into their time and schedule because it's a fast-paced society.
Right. And well, and Gary, you say, you made the comment that our culture has changed. So the world, as far as network marketing, the industry, as I grew up with it 30 years ago when I was just a kid, watching my parents discover the whole thing of home-based meetings and hotel meetings and getting people to come out on a weekly basis to something, that really is a thing of the past. There are still companies that are using it, and they will soon discover that people just, it's not that they have the time, they won't make the time to do something like that. So why is this going to change that?
best thing I can tell, now, I'm going to give people just a snapshot. And what I mean by a snapshot, because I think you're working to get Michael DiMuccio to come next week.
Yeah, we've got the call and the email out there, and so maybe next week we'll follow this one up and get to hear Mike's perspective, and really, and if it doesn't happen, we'll get him the next couple of weeks. But
we'll get him. But you know, I called Dennis and Ruth Williams, and I shared with them the fact that we can do this. But it was sometimes I wouldn't say holding us back, but to really punch this thing was the fact that I hadn't figured out. We've done some things with some calls that people know about and all this kind of stuff. But it is also maintaining, but to go where we need to go, I wasn't seeing what I needed to see. Well, I mean, I couldn't put my head on the pillow and go to sleep at night, resting knowing that everybody had a shot. Well, I called Dennis and Ruth Williams, I talked to him, I said, you got to check this thing out, what we were part of. Because I saw this thing probably about a year ago, I stumbled across it, and I started looking at it. I said, wow, but I didn't have an understanding of it until Mike came in for Humans Being More. I sat in front of a couple of my leaders in the organization. He started talking through it, and I thought, see, they're just blown away, just absolutely blown away. Then I got in front of about 30 of my leaders after the Humans Being More. I rented the place a little bit longer, and then started to watch the people, just their eyes open. It seems so clear now, and I've been teaching these guys the same method, just in a different way, for the past few years, but something clicked, and it was the simplicity of what was there. So what I shared with Dennis Ruth Williams, I said, now, I personally can see freedom. Now, I didn't say financially. We got to remember that this company is about something, mind, body, finances, society, and family. In my mind, I could not rest at night knowing that I hadn't put my finger on the way to be able to set everyone free, everybody having an equal shot to make it and be home. With this, I'm free. I know for a fact I can focus on an individual in 90 days. I can have them gold. It is proven, it's been done, and it's all spelled out. And I know for a fact that they're in my heart of hearts, I can just build the part of this thing and run as fast as I want to run. You started this call off before. If people didn't hit their goals, and they're just okay, we can start off every month. Well, you know, what we do in network marketing, we start off a franchise, a micro franchise, and we start them off the right way. Once we start them off the right way, that thing starts to duplicate. And as you get paid for a lifetime, and it keeps on growing from there. What this is in place, it shows you exactly, step for step, leveraging technology, leveraging the tool that's in your hand. It tells you everything what you need to do for a new partner sign up, what you should be doing at a silver, what you should be doing at gold, and all the way through as you start looking at this thing, and it spells it all out. Now, just imagine this. Everybody, we all have our favorites who we'd love to be in our riding in our shotgun with us in our cars and being at our house anytime we want them. We'd love to have, say, Michael DiMuccio to be able to do an in-home presentation for us any time. But just as you go through the Wellness Network, which you'll talk about, that's going to be possible. Through your television set, you're leveraging the WebEx, which people are starting to see. I know Dennis and Ruth Williams have been leveraging this. But at any point, at any time, you can go on there and say, anywhere from a Tuesday to Thursday, and click on that button, it'll hit just 90-day launch, and it'll pop up in your house, and you're going to see a bunch of people like a wellness preview out of your home. What this does for me, for somebody like myself, 37, three young children, I can see freedom. I can see how I could be working 60, 70 hours a week building a corporation that I'm probably doing today, and also build an extra serum income that will be a primary source of income, leveraging this tool, because I can be at home in my boxer shorts, put on a nice shirt because people see you through the camera, in my boxer shorts, and build this business. Now, this is something that we didn't have before. It wasn't spelled out to the T that he's done it. But I got to tell you, my hat's off to that guy. What he's done blows me absolutely blows me away. Nowhere in that system do I see his name. He's opened it up for it, especially for everybody. As you said, what he did at the NBA, which blew me. I mean, I didn't really understand what he just did when he set the information over to Doug Braun. But when I got my hands on it, I was blown away. So we are really on the forefront with what I believe Nikon's going to be doing in the future. We got cool things coming out that people get blown away when it comes to convention that we're getting a pilot right now. We're getting a test on the leadership council. And so all this, and you see the 90-day rhythm, for some of the people who don't understand that, I promise you this, if you don't understand it, that's, the network marketing's been running on a rhythm forever. But now, you know, Nikon's put into place a 90-day rhythm. Once you start to get your arms around the wellness network, you're going to get a much larger vision. If you've ever been in a situation where you've talked to somebody and they're in a specialized field, or they're a district or anything, you've ever wondered, what do I take them next? What information do I give them next? Well, I mean, how do I do this? It's gone. But all that's gone. It is simple. Once you know exactly where to take them, you're going to talk to more people. The only thing you need to do is get into the information process and let the process handle everything. Because people will start to look at this, and then they'll start to understand how they can do it at the same time. So, yeah, I'll start calming down a little bit. But as you're hearing my wife, Erin, when she was speaking a second ago, what you heard there is her vision went to a different level because of what she saw here. And it, like I said, it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal tool.
Well, and Terry, what you're talking about is simply if we'll listen long enough to the people that we're in front of, and connect them, as you said, to the information that they're looking for. And I think let me rephrase that. I know that with the conception and the forming of Nikon Scientific Advisory Board, it's just going to be another element to bring information to people that are looking for that. Maybe they don't want a wellness home. Maybe they're just all they're focused on, all they can think about is they want clean, pure drinking water for their home. Or maybe they don't even want to talk about products. They're just looking to earn an extra $200 to $500 a month. Well, once we discover that, what you're saying is we can connect them right to what they're looking for and show them, and that's the key here, show them through a simple system that's all in one place, and then maybe even in the future, Nikon will simply bring all this in-house so it's a uniform standard. I know from the leader's perspective, what we talked about at the NBA event is have everything on the same page so it's uniform. And it's not that we're destroying or taking away anybody's creative spirit. We simply want something that's standardized. So we don't have saying, which program are you using or which system do you like? Or are you going to this? And one of the things that you pointed out that I will reiterate is Mike DiMuccio's name is not all over that system. And I do not see, well, enroll and spend $20 a month or $45 a month and I'll be your personal mentoring coach. I don't see any of that junk. I just see someone who says, hey, this is what I did. This is what I'm doing. It's working. And there you go. It's free information.
And when they look at this, just understand the countless hours that have been put into this and the thousands of dollars that have been put into this. And once you get to that point, which I'll talk to you about when you get to that point, you want to download the system itself, it's free. I can take anybody to an e-bite, has a short little 5-minute clip video. From that little e-bite and a short 5-minute clip video, if they're not interested from that, they're not going to be interested at all. I was sitting here. Here's the thing. I started off on a Thursday meeting here last week, and I walked in, and before I went over there, I stopped up this home theater store. I had to go pick up my iPod docking station. I walked in, there's two guys sitting there. One was on the phone, the other was on the computer doing something. I walked around the corner, he was sitting there. And nobody I can help you. neither one of them. So I walked back around the corner. I said, you've got to be kidding me. and I thought, I'll come back around. I said, can somebody help me? I need to pick up my iPod docking station. So he goes, the guy sitting there, he rotates his chair around, doesn't get up and shake my hand, points the guy to the right, says, he's the manager. I said, oh, okay. And he's on the phone. Once he gets off the phone, the guy tells him I'm looking for my docking station. The guy rotates, the manager rotates there, doesn't move, and says, can I help you? I said, tell him. He goes on the computer, gets up, goes in the back, hands it to me, shakes my hand. I said, can you show me where to stick this in the back? Because the television these days, if you have a setup, you need some kind of IT man to come in there and fix this thing for you. So I asked him, can you show me where to stick this thing in? He goes, yeah, can you come sit by me, and let me show you virtually on the web. Doesn't take me too hard. I'm not a real thin receiver to show me where to plug it in. Take me to sit by me, so he puts a few buttons there, showing me these things. And I'm sitting to you guys are unhealthy as all get out. When I first started knee camp, I would have prostituted on the knee camp. I would have tried to do anything I can. But I realized then, these guys, they are where they are because they choose to be. Not one of them smiled, and not anything about that. So if you want to build knee camp, if you want to build free, be free, you got to be willing to get your butt out of the chair. And you got to be willing to step up and just talk to people. What you guys have your hands on, a lot of y'all listen to this call every Saturday, you understand what you have your hands on when it comes to corporation. Now we have an operating system that people can simply follow. I can walk into anybody and say, this is a template. When you go buy a McDonald's franchise, you're not buying the building and the burgers. You're buying the fact that you have a simple, duplicatable system that you can follow. That you know if you put forth this X amount of effort, you get paid X amount of dollars. If you don't put forth this X amount of effort, you don't get paid. In any part of this system, so that I don't make $10,000 a month, I can click a button and it shows exactly how to do it. Before, when I'd sit down with somebody, they'd say, how these products work? I'd say, I don't know, they work real well. Because that's what we're always taught. But now, I can point and click to a button, it pulls up a little flyer, says here, and they can read it here, and they're just blown away. Because this is what it says, and this is what I want people to understand. I know I'm speaking fast and extremely fired up. This is information at hand. Information's been at hand from the internet. People go and say, I gotta go home and do my research. Right there, you got them right there in hand. They're checking this thing out. They're going at home. I did a WebEx the other day. These people had already gone through the business. They saw the business, the NICIN wellness preview, which we utilize one off the NICIN site, which you'll see in the system. And they said, how do you make money? So this past Friday, I had people from four different states and several different people. And at noon, from my house, with my kids playing in the background, in another room, by the way, I went on and went through what he put together called the business plan. And in this, a WebEx, it talks about the return on investment. If you do X, you get paid X. This is the time frame. If you do this is the time frame for you to get $100,000 a year. It was all spelled out. And one of the guys that was on the WebEx saw NICIN 7 years ago, and he called the guy, and this is a big-time financial guy. Doesn't matter what they do. Okay, but he looked at NICIN, it wasn't valid. The guy called him afterwards. He goes, this ain't the same NICIN I knew before. He goes, I'm in. And every time I know when people come and they're looking at the business plan, we go through the business model, understanding that it's an investment. It's not a purchase. You're investing in your health and in your future when it comes to investing in these technologies. Once they get on that presentation when it comes to business plan, we know for a fact they're going to invest in one of the big packs. So, I mean, it's all there. I'm extremely excited. I wake up every morning. I cannot wait to get in front of other people. Because this way, and what Aaron told me, I sat down with the guy I heard the other day. I sat down with my downline, and she was telling me about this guy whose daughter was killed in the car wreck in 2004. She's 23 years old, and she said, they're doing benefits. Well, I said, you know what? It popped in my mind. I now have a template where I can walk in and make a difference. Because what Aaron was talking about, what's the goal? What's my why? What's their intent? I went and sat down with him yesterday. I said, tell me about this. Shared his heart-wrenching story and the why they started doing, started to grow. And I said, I want to help you build this. I said, I want to help you build this. I didn't say, I want to sign you up so you can go roll back. I said, I want to help you build this. NICIN's going to be the engine. I want to help you build this where you have about $15,000, $20,000 a month and give scholarships to high school athletes to go to school because that's what he's doing this because he wants to keep his daughter's name alive. And I said, once we build this, once we do this as template, and once we put it in place, He already has another foundation that there's a friend that died of cancer. We're going to take that template and go take it to that other foundation, and we'll put that foundation in his organization. So it feeds one another, but it's also a win-win situation. So the vision and all this has come from when I was sitting down to Aaron Stennis talking to Mike about this kind of stuff, and everybody kept put their arms around this. Does this help NECAN create 1 million wellness homes? Does it help NECAN create be the largest wellness company in the world? Yes, yes, yes. And do we help other people to help whatever they need to do at the same time? We've got to find out what are people, what they want, and show how NECAN and we can help them attain that together, and it's a win-win situation. Network marketing, old, it is gone. When you're talking about rope-a-dope in or something, or just make sure to get a meeting, if they get to the meeting, they'll get excited and sign up. Guys, the system is there. It's simple. I'm beyond excited. I like I said, I can't, I mean, I'm just, it's like Aaron and I, and we bounce things back and forth. So, going back to what Vance said in the beginning, after you see this, it's not okay not to go just really work this thing. Now, you go where you want to go. If for some reason you wake up in the morning, on a Saturday morning or on a Monday morning, whatever morning you wake up, man, it's not where I want to be. I just don't beat yourself up anymore. Just know it's here, and once Mike starts to teach you this and take you through this, know you're going to go through a learning curve. Because as of May 1st, when they started that member program, guys, I looked at it this way. We all signed up again. It just got real big. And if you don't understand that, I promise you, you will the next couple weeks. Because you're going to understand how big it is. Because NECAN pays us to build it. They pay us to teach other people to build it. And they pay us when we're done, when we're retired. Well, they pay us when we're done or retired. That's where the membership program comes in play. Because those members are going to be what's going to pay your bills and keep you for the 100-year business plan. So, I'm excited.
you hit on so many things, and the two things that jumped out at me in that last 10-minute dissertation, number one was we have the choice, and other people that were around, they have to choose whether or not they want to stay in their rut of where they're at financially, physically, mentally, the whole, every area of what the five pillars that we get to live and balance. We have to make that decision, and we need to stop thinking that we've got to go out and introduce every single person to NECAN, because it just is not going to work, and we're going to kill ourselves trying to change them because we want it for them more than they want it for themselves. And we've seen people, you've seen people, and Stacy and I have been a part of people's lives where they say, no, my insurance is going to pay for this, and they won't pay for that, you know, those NECAN products. And they go down the path that leads to death. That's their choice, and that's fine. People want to live that way. And the other thing is, too, I think a lot of us fall into, and I picked this up from Joel Osteen last week, I think a lot of us fall into a survival mentality, especially with where our economy is now and all these different factors going on, rather than a thriving mentality. We're going, well, if I can just do this, I'll survive to this month or whatever. No, we've got to tweak that. This whole wellness network definitely puts us on the other side of the fence into the thriving category, because it's all there. We just need to tap into it and use it.
And it's 5 years ahead, man. I remember hearing one of his videos or DVDs or whatever it was. It was 5 years ago or 6 years ago, and it was probably 4 years old. And I listened to it, and I said, man, this is good stuff. But I couldn't put it through the group because it was so high level, and you know what I'm talking about. You've been around my guys. Mm-hmm. You get smart in a new meeting. But what that thing does, what he's put in place, now he brings it to everybody's level where everybody can do this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, Terry, thank you so very much. I'll let you get out on the... Actually, you probably played a round or two by now, right?
But you know what? I figured out. I'm not that good at golf, but if I buy my 5.5-year-old son a set of clubs, I could beat somebody for right now.
Well, we'll let you get out before the heat and humidity attacks you there in the good old state of Texas. And we'll resume this conversation again rather soon. And again, just so people know, if Terry talked too fast, as opposed to Aaron just laying it all out there so eloquently, if Terry mentioned something too fast, you can always pick up a recording of this or hear snippets on the website, www.growingandwellness.com. It's there for use. You may be listening to the CD again will be the thing to start reiterating it, or it'll remind you that, hey, this is exactly what I need to get, you know, my new person fired up. So take advantage of that. This is the reason why Brad and Beth do such a beautiful job recording it and keep them professional. And also want to reiterate the fact that, as Terry mentioned, it's not a matter of if, we will secure Mike DiMuccio to explain the whole Wellness Network from his perspective. But let me caution you when I say that. Let's not all wait until next Saturday or the Saturday thereafter, whenever we can get him. Go on the website, download the information, start utilizing it. It's not rocket science. Yes, it's going to take a little bit of a learning curve. For those of us who are getting up in age, and I get it really that far up in age, but for those of us who have been with Nikan for a while, we're thinking, oh, it's a whole new system. Got to learn all new. No, it's not a new system. It's just we've got to adapt to where our culture is going.
Vance, with a new system, by the way, when you bring it, to put everybody at ease, they've been taught everything that's in there. It's at hand now, and it is that simple. Just really get point and click. And by the way, I'm about to head in. I wanted to just really say to you, Vance, thanks for all you've done the past couple of years, especially running this call. I believe me, trust me, I know what it's like to do a call on a weekly basis. But man, I'm telling you, you've done a fantastic service for Nikan to do these calls. I mean, it's one of the things that really educating people and keeping everybody together. And I really appreciate all you've done.
Well, I just, since I'm a Rogers, I can't sleep in, especially on a Saturday morning. So I might as well just get it up and get things going. So, hey, no, my pleasure, and I appreciate you being on the call. And please, again, when you get back home, thank you, Aaron, as well for us. And I want to wish everybody the best. Same time, same number, next Saturday. It'll either be Mike or it'll be somebody else, but we'll make it happen, and we'll go from there. So thank you again, Terry, and I want to wish everybody a happy and glorious, prosperous weekend. So we'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Vance.
All right, talk to you later.